Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
7 minutes to 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, this year we have been embarking on a bit of a new mental health journey with art therapist Trent McQuinney, and we're speaking about relationships this month.
Now, we touched on this before when we spoke to Ando about the relationship between a patient and a therapist, but this is a different line of thought when it comes to a patient and art therapist relationship. So, Trent, let's get into it. Let's break it down.
G'day, team.
Hello. Now, how do we define the way that we are speaking of relationship today in term of being in relationship versus being in a relationship?
Yeah, sure. So obviously being in a relationship holds its own set of skills and qualities and traits, but being in relationship with someone is about sort of the quality in which we engage with someone.
So you can be in a relationship with anyone without it being romantic?
So you mean like the relationship we have now?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think in today's world where we live in pro-social media, pro-scrolling through our news feed, we're such a transactional, day-to-day that being in a relationship can be with the person at the local grocery shop, sure, but it's probably more about when we're
Deeper.
So loved
ones. But not necessarily romantic.
So friends, family, and for me as a therapist, with clients as well. It's about holding that sort of sense of quality in how we engage.
You mean like connection?
Yeah. So it's sort of really about, it can be the physical space in which between two people. So holding that space. But it's also about, sort of being mindful about how we engage with them. So it can be things like eye contact. It can be allowing the person to share and speak and, really being mindful of those things.
So you're an art therapist. How does this relate to art therapy?
Yeah, so with art therapy, it can be really interesting when we start looking at what the relationship looks like. So some of the work I've done with clients is thinking of the relationship as almost like a third element to the relationship between two people. So you've got yourself, you've got the other person, and then it's that space between. So from an art therapy perspective, what I do is I work with clients to look at that, what that relationship looks like. So it's not just about the other person that someone is dealing with. It's about, again, that space in between, that engaged relationship. And then using art modalities and different activities to conceptualize what that looks like. Is it a rough, you know, so if we work with materials, we might come up with what it feels like, what it might conceptually look like. Mm. And by doing that, it allows the person to really sort of get a better understanding, what are their relationship dynamics with others like? Is it something that, you know, again, because it's quite transactional these days, I think with everyone that we're dealing with, it's so easy just to be with someone else, to go through those steps of the conversation, of hanging out with them. But when we actually stop and think about, okay, so how am I myself in this relationship dynamic? How's the other person? How am I feeling about it? What does it look like?
Well, we are going to find out how this benefits us when it comes to therapy and maybe even outside of therapy as well. It is 4 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 3 minutes to 8 and we are talking with art therapist Trent about the art of relationship, keeping connection as key.
Now, what ways do you see being in relationship as a type of therapy, and like how does it ultimately benefit your client?
Yeah, so it's really, again, it's about that quality of being with the other person. So as a therapist, I put a lot of emphasis into establishing that relationship. because by doing that, you know, so I've been to see therapists myself. Obviously, I've studied art therapy. I wrote my thesis on this, of being in a relationship with someone. And there's so much to be said about establishing that relationship with someone. It's not about getting into the nitty gritty. It's not about getting straight into, I work with some clients who have trauma, complex trauma, you know, and the worst thing you can do is to go straight there. The thing you need to do is to establish that relationship, build a sense of safety and trust, which is probably the two biggest things for a therapist-client dynamic.
Is that kind of the same thing as building rapport? Is, you know, rapport the first step to relationship?
Yeah, yeah. So by you could say building rapport, it's about building, again, I think that relationship, and again, if we think of it as like a third element to a two-person dynamic, it's holding that space, having that sense of safety and trust when, you know, I'm seeing a client, especially when I start with a new client. You know, there's no space between us. There's no relationship as such. There's no rapport. So by focusing on that, establishing that, really getting the other person to have a sense of, feeling safe in that relationship between us, and then using that as the foundation in which, you know, gently you can start perhaps looking into some of the things that they're coming to talk to you about.
This sets a really great boundary for not just the patient-client relationship, but healthy relationships across the board, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it's something that I try to practice as much as I can in my personal life, but it's not just, a therapeutic relationship. It's a relationship you have with anyone in your life, personal, professional, someone who has some sort of importance, and really sort of being present to engaging with them.
Now, how can we incorporate, you said before about like conceptualizing relationship, but how can we incorporate art in our relationships as a way to maybe break down the walls that we have up in order to create relationship?
Yeah, so from like an art perspective, there are certain activities and ways you can inquire into being with someone. But from a more practical standpoint, you know, it's those really underutilized, but just common knowledge ways of being with someone. So things like I'm passionate about when I'm catching up with someone, putting my phone in my pocket. You know, we're so used to scrolling, multitasking, you hang out with someone.
You're looking directly at me when you say that, and that's my constant lived experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're so used to, and especially if you're close with someone, you may be able to engage with them by, you know, sort of chatting, scrolling through your phone, multitasking. But if I'm going out and catching up with someone, I'll put my phone in my pocket, I put it on vibrate. I will not, like, unless you're really expecting an emergency call or something of that nature, there's no need to have your phone out. Keep it in your pocket. Be with the person.
I sometimes don't even take it out with me.
Yeah.
That is a really good way. I feel like that's something that I definitely would struggle with, but maybe don't always keep into account. And then maybe, it does make my relationships with people who could be closer to me not as close.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's also about when you are engaging with someone, it's eye contact, definitely, but also asking questions and actually just listening, not trying to problem solve. You know, so if you're talking about something that's happening for the person, you know, engage, obviously, but it's not about trying to, allowing them to speak, share what they have to, you know, if they want advice. And this is something I've got to try and remind myself, because I'm a bit of a problem solver, is that, you know, if someone is sharing something really important to them, something that's happening for them, it's so easy for us to go into problem solving, troubleshooting mode. But if we just take a step back, knowing that if the person wants your advice, they'll ask for it.
I do love that in this, since we've had you on talking about art therapy, we started with literal art, doing painting and drawing within the space, and now we're able to delve into the art of social skills and the art of ourselves and how we connect with people. It just speaks to the broadness of what art therapy is.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's what I've always loved about art therapy, is that it's not cookie cutter. It's about exploration. It's about choosing your own adventure, about how you inquire into things, what you inquire into. You know, some of the clients, I think we've touched on this before, but some of the clients I work with clients who use Warhammer figurines as their modality.
Of course.
There's art. Basically, if you can put two things together, that's creating and that's art. So, and then how you explore and what you explore, it really is like you start on one side and you sort of navigate your way through, and before you know it, you're starting to talk about things that you had no idea were there.
And as you were speaking about this transactional world we live in now, which is why this art of relationship and art of connection is so important, so is finding spaces and ways that you can use your art and your practice to express yourself and connect.
This has been such an interesting conversation, and Trent, we're going to, I feel like, continue conversations around relationship with you as our art therapist. Mm. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.
We've had such heavy eye contact this morning during the segment because we've been talking about it. It is 3 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.